The announcement came on Saturday morning during a meeting of the party's Central Committee in Juneau. Russ Millette, who was elected chair in April, is appealing his dismissal on a technicality. Millette alleges that the committee illegally met to prevent him from becoming chair, and that the group was wrong to have him expelled before he was actually seated.
I'm doing it because I want to see my name cleared, and number two, there are a lot of people that vote for me and a lot of people that didn't that want to see this thing cleared up, and they want justice to prevail. Whether that can happen or not, we're going to see.
Millette was removed from the party's executive committee on January 31st, a day before his term as chair was scheduled to begin. He was elected last spring with support from the Republican Party's Libertarian faction, and for the past 8 months, he's served in the interim role of finance chair, a fundraising position meant to prepare the chair-elect to direct the organization. But the party's rules committee concluded that Millette failed to raise money for the group in that time and thus was unfit to lead. At the same meeting, Millette's vice chair also came under the scrutiny of the Rules Committee. They had considered removing Debbie Brown from her post on charges that she had mismanaged funds at a district level. The complaint against her was ultimately dismissed. Instead of losing her position, Brown was promoted to chair. At the gathering of the Central Committee on Saturday, reaction to Millette's removal and appeal was mostly addressed indirectly. It was the first time the group had met since Brown had taken Millette's spot. She laid out her goals as a new leader, explaining that she wanted to bring fresh faces to the party and to see more grassroots activism. She also alluded to the recent turmoil the party had faced at the executive level.
There's a lot of stress focused on one another inside the group, within our own group, and I feel that's very, very unfortunate and counterproductive to us. It reminds me of terrorism in a way. It's treacherous.
Many in the room took issue with Brown's choice of words and asked her to explain her statement. Brown reiterated that she felt some within the party had agendas that were, quote, somewhat terroristic in nature, without identifying any members or factions. Brown didn't return calls for further clarification. During the meeting, Brown also attempted to replace the existing treasurer and assistant treasurer with her own appointees. Recently, a large portion of the party's funds were transferred to a Juneau Republican group to be protected during what former chair Randy Riedrich described in a January statement as a period of uncertainty and reorganization. Both of the current treasurers are his appointees. Brown was overwhelmingly overruled by the Central Committee as being out of order in her effort to install her own people. After the Central Committee meeting, Riedrich downplayed the divisions within the party. He pointed out that membership is still high and that Republicans exert greater control over state government than they have in years.
For folks to talk about there being a problem, they're not looking at the preponderance of the data.
Millette has a gloomier view on the state of the party.
Just let me say this. The party is killing itself. It just is.
Millette's appeal is scheduled to be heard in Homer on May 25th, at the next gathering of the Central Committee. The party could call an emergency meeting for the appeal with a petition from 25% of the Central Committee members. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.